Welcome back. It's another Between the Lions postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. After the Vikings win preseason game number 3, 23-10 over the San Diego Chargers in brand new U.S. Bank Stadium, the Vikings christen it with another preseason win. Things look pretty good.
Nate Vaughn, down here. Perfect spot on the field for Aaron Rodgers to be sacked the next time we are here for kind of a significant game. It's not like the Rams game. The fourth preseason game is not significant. You know, but when we're here in 3 weeks for the Vikings and the Green Bay Packers in the regular season, you know, I'm just really happy with those who installed the turf here, because the adversarial quarterbacks who keep getting sacked, they're really going to find it to be comfortable as they hit the ground, and that's what we're going to do. Now, offensively speaking, I don't know about you, Wobby, but Teddy Bridgewater was the A topic for me today. I thought our quarterback looked really good.
He was 12 of 16 for 161 yards, including a touchdown pass to Kyle Rudolph. The most impressive stretch for him, no doubt, was in that two-minute drill when he hit a 19-yarder to Charles Johnson, a 22-yarder to Diggs, and then the 27-yarder to Rudy. Three throws consecutively that were down the field and either showed great touch or had great velocity on them, stepping up into the pocket, and one of them he took a big shot as he was throwing it. I thought Teddy really looked how we've seen him look in camp, which has been really good. He looked really good in a game.
Yeah, and he looked really good in that Cincinnati game, too, so you're not going to see him Thursday. And Teddy is dead set for the regular season. And I like the way the offense is kind of mixing things up and spreading things around. By the way, without Adrian Peterson as a running back threat. You know, another thing, Wobbs, that I really enjoyed today was that two-point conversion, the alley-oop to Laquon Treadwell. You know, there are just certain things that are done in the preseason that you see infrequently because they're going to use them in the regular season. When rookie Laquon Treadwell with that big body, kind of a Wobby-esque upper body, when he's singled up and you're going for an alley-oop, I like our guy as kind of favored in that matchup, and he came through today, Laquon Treadwell.
Stephon Diggs looked really good too. Jerick McKinnon got loose once, and he looked pretty impressive. Last thing on the offense, pass protection. You know, I think you and I agree it's looked a lot better here in the preseason than it looked last year. I think it bears further evaluation going back and watching the game back, but it feels like it's been pretty good.
Well, I agree. There were some TJ Clemmings moments today filling in for Matt Khalil that I think if you really critically break it down, he probably would want back. He was playing left tackle. Now, with all due respect to the Chargers, the front seven of the Chargers really, in my opinion, is not in the class of the likes of Cincinnati or Seattle. So I think the fact that the Vikings pass protection with some of the main guys who are going to be playing, like Matt Khalil, Alex Boone, John Sullivan, and Andre Smith, did really well against Cincinnati and Seattle. Now you got Clemmings at left tackle. Fusco's coming back, so he probably had to shake off some proverbial rust. Berger started at center. I think it can improve off today, and it will.
No John Sullivan, no Matt Khalil, no Everson Griffin, no Eric Kendricks, and no Xavier Rhodes, but no problem. A bunch of young guys got some run. Last thing, young defensive backs really look good. Mackenzie Alexander, Jayron Kearse with interceptions, Trey Waynes had some nice moments too. We talked before the game with no Xavier Rhodes, that meant some of those young DBs were going to get some more run. And they took it and ran with that.
Trey Waynes had a pass breakup early in the game that led to a Harry the Hitman interception. McKenzie had an interception. And the thing I like about Waynes, and more so even about Alexander, they have this natural nasty to them that you know the head coach likes. And it's not nasty in that they're cheaters. They're just, they want to mix it up. And they just, you know, it's like I've been working in horse racing for a quarter century. I'd rather have a horse that I have to restrain because he wants to run so fast than one where I'm always like, come on, let's go. And these guys want to run full speed all the time. By the way, all we do is win preseason games under Mike Zimmer, now 11-1. All we do is win division championships like we did last year. Let's go.
Including 3-0 in this preseason. And can you believe it looks like we're outside,
right?
But we're inside right now. I mean, U.S. Bank Stadium, a beautiful beginning for U.S. Bank Stadium and for the Vikings in this building. A 23-10 victory for the Vikings. The next preseason game is on Thursday against the Rams. You can catch that game on the Vikings Radio Network and, of course, on the simulcast on Fox 9, where Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, Greg Coleman, and Ben Lieber will be bringing you the action. Another win for the Vikings. That's the Gatorade Between the Lions postgame report. It's over. Stay tuned to Vikings.com the rest of the week for coverage of this game and prep for the Rams preseason finale.